when God came to the earth, he was not of the world, and he did not become flesh to enjoy the world. He would be born wherever his work would reveal his disposition and be most meaningful, regardless of whether it was a holy or a filthy land. No matter where he works, he is holy. All things in the world were created by him, though they've been corrupted by Satan. To a filthy land and works there in order to reveal his holiness. He only does this for the sake of his work, which means he only endures great humiliation to do such work in order to save the people of this filthy land. This is done testimony, for the sake of all of mankind. What such work shows people is God's righteousness, and it's better able to demonstrate that God is supreme. His greatness and uprightness are precisely manifested in the salvation of a group of lowly people whom others scorn. Being born in a filthy land does not prove that he is lowly. It simply allows all of the created beings to see his greatness and his true love for mankind. The more he does so, the more it reveals his pure love, his flawless love for men. God is holy and righteous, even though he was born in a filthy land, and even though he lives with those people who are full of filthiness. Just as Jesus lived with sinners in the age of grace, is every bit of his work not done for the sake of all mankind's survival? Is it all not so that mankind can gain great salvation? Is it all not so that mankind can gain great salvation?